Thank you and good morning. On Friday afternoon, the Eureka Police Department identified 31-year-old Hooper resident Harwood McCovey as the suspect in a string of bank robberies committed over the past several weeks. By Friday evening, McCovey was in custody after the sheriff's office received a tip that he was visiting a local casino. Harwood was arrested by deputies and booked into county jail, and he will face bank robbery charges in Humboldt County, along with a robbery charge out of Shasta County. The sheriff's office is currently investigating three suspicious deaths, which initially were thought to have been caused by other means, but which are all now being investigated as homicides. In January, the body of Hugh Duggins was found near Alder Point Road at a location far from his residence. It's suspected that Duggins died as a result of foul play, and the cause is due to asphyxiation. It's been ruled a homicide. On August 6th, deputies found the body of Bryles McCutcheon at the rear of his pickup truck on Crestview Drive in Eureka, and what was initially thought to have been suicide has been determined to be murder. An autopsy on the 13th confirmed McCutcheon died as a result of a gunshot wound. Last week, deputies found the body of a 52-year-old woman on the floor of her residence in Redway, and again, the initial investigation pointed to a possible suicide, but that was changed to homicide by Friday. The woman had died as a result of a gunshot wound, and as with the Huggins and McCutcheon investigations, no suspects have been named. Anyone with information about any of the cases is asked to contact authorities. The three cases are part of 9 homicides committed in the county this year. The California Transportation Commission has released the latest round of project funding allocations, and despite the ongoing perilous status of the roadway, no money for the last chance grade was included. There is $7.4 million allocated for the repair and construction of new retaining walls along Highway 101 north of Big Lagoon, and another $3.3 million for culvert repair and rehabilitation in Willits and Leggett. $16,000 has been allocated to Crescent City for the construction of a new multi-use pedestrian trail and bike path that will run parallel to 101 in Crescent City. The California Highway Patrol and local police departments got an early jump on the Labor Day holiday weekend when the Avoid the 10 DUI Task Force took to the roads on Friday night. The task force operations are underway in Mendocino County and Del Norte County as well, and the Oregon State Police and Curry County Sheriff's Office have teamed up for a 3-week enforcement effort too. Officers will saturate the roads in an effort to remove impaired and dangerous drivers from local roadways, and the operation will run through Labor Day night. For those who want to grow and produce medical marijuana in the county, an important deadline must be met by tomorrow. That's the last day that a grower can register as a medical cannabis cultivation site, and then to be eligible for good standing designation that is needed to apply for local and state cultivation permits. Caltrans has reached an agreement with Outfront Media to remove 10 billboards along Highway 101 in the safety corridor between Eureka and Arcata by the end of the year. The removal of the signs was spurred as part of the development and the eventual permitting for the Eureka-Arcata Corridor Improvement Project. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Mark Lovelace is entering the last few months of his time on the board, and he took some time to talk about working with others, both elected officials and residents, and how any competent government is a work of compromise and bargaining. Lovelace said that it's easy to claim rock-solid, unwavering values and beliefs, but when it comes to working with others, you can't force them to drop their worldview or their experiences in an effort to get a decision in your favor.
Once you get in, you understand that you actually have to work with those people that you don't agree with if you want to move things forward. When people are motivated by their values, you can't change people's values. You don't go to someone and, you know, just randomly explain to someone why their entire worldview is wrong and have them go, "Oh, thank you for that correction."
The interaction at the local and county level, particularly in a small, intimate, and rural community like Humboldt, is that you have a far better chance of knowing that person through other endeavors or activities. If there is an art to governance, it's the art of compromise.
And so if you want to build enough support for something that may not align with those values, you have to do it gently. You have to find, you know, maybe you know, my goal is way over here to the left, you know, but I need to recognize that I'm not going to get that. But if I can move things just slightly, that's progress.
Supervisor Mark Lovelace has 4 more appearances on Talk Shop before he leaves office, and you can hear his latest interview by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.